Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Kyle, after watching the O-line, how do you feel about how you guys did?
I think, you know, obviously it's nice to get a win with a patchwork O-line. But at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself and figure out what you can do better. And there were a lot of plays that I wish I could have had back, and I'm sure all the other guys will echo that. It's not necessarily about – I mean, it's always about winning, but it's about how you win. And we want to be able to be taking the knee at the end of the game instead of driving down there at the end. As fun as it is to watch and as emotional those kind of wins can be, it's much better if you can – you know, do a four-minute drive and take a knee at the end.
As far as understanding the circumstances that you guys up front had to deal with some of the personnel changes the last couple of weeks, Bush and Will, how do you balance grading it on a curve and saying, like, well, you know, all things considered, we did this versus, you know, obviously the competitive side of you that's always going to be striving?
I don't think there's any curves in the NFL. As much as you like to say, you know, it's Hironas' first start, I'm new at right tackle. Charles Leno is, like, 22 years old. You know, you can look at any of those things, but at the end of the day, we're in the NFL and we have a job to do, just like I'd expect you guys to do your job regardless of situation. You know, same can be said for us.
Well, several guys noted yesterday that they just felt like there was a different belief down 17-3, 17-6. Nobody was packing them in. How do you account for that?
Well, Foxy always tells us don't flinch, you know, don't blink. Things are going to happen. That's the nature of the game. It's not going to be all uphill or downhill for us. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have some tough spots throughout the game. You need to be able to just survive the body blows and keep working.
Why is the messages of this coaching staff getting through to you guys?
Why is it getting through to us?
It seems like guys are responding.
You know, I don't know what it is, but it's getting through, and I think we have some guys who have stepped up in leadership roles and done a really good job of that. It's nice to be able to, you know, like, I'm a football player. People always ask me, you know, like, you know, why don't you lead more? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? But we have guys who do that. I'm a football player. Like, I'm going to play football on Sunday. And we have guys like Pernell McPhee and Matt Forte, Jay Cutler, just to name a few, that can go out there and be leaders on a day in, day out basis and put forth that message that Foxy's always talking about.
Cal, in that regard, you know, the messages under Trestman seem to resonate early and kind of dissipate. Feel free to disagree with the premise, but. What evidence do you see with regard to what you're just saying that the messages that are resonating now will have some stake?
Well, we have a chance to be 3-3 going into the bye week, and that's where we're at right now. And we've got to take care of business against the Lions. I mean, you got to just keep this train rolling. And like I said, let's not have these games be so close. Let's get a wide margin. It'd be nice.
I don't think you guys won three in a row since the first three games you played in the
NFL. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be on a winning streak?
And
do you wonder whether the Lions or whoever it may be might look at you guys differently because you are hot and they're not?
Well, you know, it's so hard to win in the NFL. So hard to win on the road, so hard to win at Arrowhead. So that was a very good feeling for us. Moving forward, we got to go to Detroit. It's a place we've played multiple times. I've been there numerous times, and we're familiar with the hotel. We're familiar with the stadium, the pregame stuff. So really not a lot's changed for a lot of us. But I think with this team, we'll be able to go in there and do what we want to do. We're confident in our ability, and we're confident in the guys around us.
Are you able to pinpoint specifically areas where you're much more comfortable now than week one at right tackle?
Yeah, I'd say just actually blocking my guy. That was hard at first, and it's still difficult. But, you know, we've kind of run the gauntlet every week. You're like, I try not to look ahead. Like, I don't even know who we play when we come back from the bye week. So I'll look at these guys and I'll say, you know, this is what I have right now. And when I come back in on the next Monday, you take a look at the next opponent and you start to figure that out. But it's, you know, you got to keep your, you know, aim small, miss small. If you're looking at a bunch of things, you're going to miss out on the important stuff.
Do you see on Mondays when you come in and watch yourself, do you see –
I see progress, but then I see a lot of plays where I'm embarrassed to be in a room with my teammates, and you know, I'll miss a block or something will happen and it won't go well. But you know, then you look and down the stretch in the games, guys are getting blocked and things are happening. But we need to be able to do that for 60 minutes. I need to be able to do that for 60 minutes.
Will,
Yeah, from an offensive lineman standpoint, what did you see from Morones' first game and anything you can...
Well, the only thing I can really attest to is his job communicating pre-snap, his consistency and the cadence, the silent count. He did a really good job there. There was no hesitation. He was confident. He was communicating well on the sidelines in between drives. So he did a great job, and obviously there's room for improvement all across the board. But I'm proud of Aronis.
He clearly did settle down after kind of a rough start. I am curious though, what if any reaction on the sideline was to his Don Terry Poe welcome to the NFL moment?
I don't necessarily know that that was a Don Terry Poe welcome to the NFL moment. It was an extremely advanced blitz scheme that the Chiefs had drawn up. We knew it was coming. They ran a different variation of it. We knew the personnel that was going to be crossing, but we didn't know where or when they'd be crossing. So there was a lot of bodies flying at him. And it's tough when you're backed up. I think we were penalized and we got backed up into that spot. It's a really tough spot to be, especially as a rookie center with Don Terry Poe across from you. So that doesn't help, but I credit his toughness and his ability to just move forward and, let it roll off your back kind of deal.
So I was kind of hoping for like a holy crap or something, but none of that.
No. I was like, well, it happens. Got to move on. Can't blink.
How much did he lean on you in preparing during the week? It's still a little weird to you given the fact that you were the one that was leaning on him during the school
week. Well, I think he did such a great job leaning on Will Montgomery in the months that he's been here because Monty has such a unique understanding of this offense, having that he's been there since the birth of it with Peyton and variations of the offense. So Aronis did a great job using that resource. And then obviously Matt Slauson, can't say enough about Matt Slauson and the job he does, being able to break it down to simpler terms and really show things to the guys. Although Aronis is really smart, we have a lot of, complex things that go on within our offense, and he's done a great job handling that.
Any part of you miss preparing to play Sue this week?
Absolutely. That's something, you play a guy like that, you compete with a guy like that. When I have kids or grandkids one day, they're going to ask me who are the guys that I played against, and Sue will be right there at the top of the list. And it's, while I understand he's down there at the beach, it'd be nice to see him at Ford Field.
John, you mentioned being a football player and the leaders that you respond on the team. For you personally, what do you look for in a leader? What do you respond to?
It's not necessarily about guys who are, talkative or say the right thing or say things all the time, but if they can really say something and they can get into everybody, they have a tailored something for everybody, and they can really get the most out of you. They can reach in there. And Pernell McPhee, I came to the sideline yesterday, and we were down 17-3, and he looked me in the eyes. He's like, "We go get this ball back." He's like, "You just get your boys ready." And I was like, "You heard the man." I was like, "Get ready, guys. Stay loose. Pernell's going to get the ball back." And sure enough.
I want one of the things Jay mentioned post-game was that the no huddle, the hurry up almost worked to your advantage. You didn't want to huddle up. You didn't want the guys even thinking of the situation they were in. A lot of time in front of them the first time I was at this level.
Yeah. There is a benefit there, and Jay's on to something there. If I get to the line of scrimmage and there's 25 seconds on the play clock, or if there's 5 seconds on the play clock because we've been in the huddle the whole time, and I come out, I'm scrambling, I'm making sure we have all our calls. But if we got 25 seconds, you can line up, you make a call, boom, the ball snaps. The defense may not even have their subs back on the field. So guys are scrambling to get lined up when we're ready to go. The less you're thinking, the less hesitating you do, the more efficient you'll be.